and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 351. How are we all doing? Let me know. Mike's uttering bad words. You may hear these bad words. Oh, do I see things in chat, in Slack? It's coming, the chat's coming. There you go. Oh, Simon, you're a bad boy. In first, but a bad boy. Good grief, where's Jonathan? Where's young Jonathan? Yes.
I'm having a nightmare at work, probably.
Nothing's working again. I wonder why we pay the bill.
I wonder.
It's all right. We have a backup. There you go. Simon, I was just wondering the same. So good evening, Simon. Hello, Paul. Mike's there again. Yay. Yes. Johnny? Where are you, John? I don't think he's
John
dead.
John is in Slack.
He's in Slack, is what he's doing. Why is he in Slack? I'll tell you what.
We have a new player, but no chat. We have chat and a player, Johnny. Oh, hello, Johnny.
Johnny's
Who are
alive.
You? Who are you? Who are you?
He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. You see, Simon persisted. There you go, Jonathan. The radio thing, the primary one, is down yet again. Actually, I was going to share this with Mike after the show, but I'll share it now with everybody. Let's have a look. Where's it disappeared to? I don't think I put a star next to it.
Do remind me why we pay the bill.
Yes, here we go. Right, this is from our radio hosting company. It's an email to me and it says we owe you an apology.
I got that one.
I thought, yeah, and a refund while you're at it. You are receiving this email as you currently are an active client on one of our broadcast servers. You may know we suffered an outage of our radiocast URL over the past 24 hours. We'll be completing a full debrief of the incident within the next 48 hours and we will publish this to you. This is a simple notification to let you know the problem has now been resolved and the URL has been restored. There should be no further configuration required. That landed at 2 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, I got
When everything was all fine and dandy. And, you know what happened after that. What can I say? We've had to move to our backup server. Pretty quickly. Now, Mike was in the middle of making the chat live when he had to swap the players. So that was what took a little
bit
of time.
March 1st, no incidents reported.
Do you want to tell them?
Yes.
Mike's going to vent his spleen. This won't end well. Just saying. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Anyway, Jonathan's in the house now and so is Tony. Excellent. Good evening, Kim. Hello. Oh, bad gateway. No. No, we don't have somebody called Bad Gateway, do we? Is Bad Gateway in the house? You were getting worried after 340x shows we'd have missed a day. Oh, no. No, Jonathan. You should see the configuration I've got in Audio Hijack. We can broadcast to server 1, server 2, Brooklyn server.
Yeah,
Brooklyn second server.
We could take over Brooklyn's. That'd be fun.
I've also got a MacBytes Live pipeline and a YouTube. We could have gone to YouTube in an absolute dire emergency. We could have just taken the audio to YouTube. We are not going to break this run until we are out of lockdown, which I've provisionally got penciled in for early 2028. See how we go. Oh, we've got a live one on the run, haven't we? If you're not in the UK, you might not have heard this. We closed the borders, not like Australia, like last year, with any brain cells. No, we closed them the week after six people got through with the South African variant. Three in Scotland, found, dealt with. I'm presuming they don't mean, shot at short range, dealt with. Two in England and one on the run. We have one on the run. Now, when I say one on the run, they had a test because you can't not have a test. But they didn't fill in the card properly. So like I said to Mike, I've got a new policy for Boris. Shoot on sight. Problem solved. Didn't fill the card in properly with a biro. By definition, you've just landed in the country. You've got a passport. Why did they not photocopy the passport and put that with your test? Or did that breach your human rights? What about the rest of us? Because now there's a loose one on the run. The chances of track and trace finding them are slim to non-existent until they've infected 5 million more. So we'll see how that goes. That was today's exciting news. Right, let me get back up here. Renee is in the house. Is that Renee in the house? I sincerely hope it is. Because I'd like to say good evening to Renee. Who de Alphonse, Renee? Who de Alphonse? Oh, that's my Dutch. That's the extent of my Dutch, but there you go. Oh, good to have you with us. All right, who else have we got? Anthony's in. Hello. And Pete's in. How's it going, Pete? How's the cable? The mystery of the cable. Oh, that's going to be up there, you know, that, Pete, with the lady pipes. and other marooned extravaganzas, that one. Who have we got? Who have we got? Oh, Kim had a scary walk with Kiva. A man with a golf club doubled back twice to follow us. Poor Kiva didn't have time to potty. You were walking so fast. What is it with these people? That is very scary. I mean, do guys not know that that's not good near a woman on her own? Honestly, what is it with folks? What my dad used to do, he didn't want to be challenged by anybody, didn't my dad? He looked like a big bruiser, but he wasn't. Do you remember when he took Maya out, when Maya was a lot younger? Obviously, Maya was on three leads, but this dog came near and dad was like legging it in the opposite direction, whereas Maya was all up for a full-on scrap. So after that, he couldn't get rid of this dog. And the person who had the dog, this dog was quite vicious. And they couldn't control it. That you are allowed to protect yourself. So after that, Dad decided he was taking a walking stick with him. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking some doddery old fool with a walking stick. No, it was like one of those hiking sticks that looks like a branch off a tree. And he went off walking with that to protect Mayo, was the story. But more likely to protect himself. Oh, dear, dear, dear me. There's something about it. Mind you see here, Kim, when my Mike went walking, there wasn't a guy with a golf club. No, Mike had a flasher, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about the flasher. Yeah, he got caught by a guy with a bulldog who gave him the option of either calling the police. So basically, the guy made a citizen's arrest. But he said if the guy wouldn't stay and wait for the police, he'd let the bulldog loose. The guy decided wisely to stand there. Whether he had any clothes on or not at the point, I don't know. I don't know. He was on the loose for about 2 months, though, wasn't he? Mm. Flashing at kids and stuff in the wood. Now, this wood is part of the park. So it's like there's a children's area in the park and there's the golf thing in the park, the 9-hole golf course. And this guy was like running around like the Phantom Raspberry Blower of old London town, flashing the kids and flashing dog walkers. I mean, if you're a dog walker, you're usually armed, aren't you? With a bag of poo. So you could try throwing that at him.
Oh. I could talk about a bag of poo, but I won't because people will be eating.
They will be, so leave it alone till next time, Mike.
Well, you mentioned it.
There's a weapon. There's a weapon.
Oh, I slung a bag of poo ago.
You did, didn't
dog,
you?
Didn't I?
Yeah, it was at a dog, wasn't it?
Yeah, so
I just said. That wouldn't come. You should not have a dog off a lead if you can't control it. And even if you can, doesn't mean you can always control it. But, you know, these people, they just say, come back. Rover, come back. And they get totally ignored. Just annoy me. The dog shouldn't be off the lead if you can't control it. And even though we could control our dogs, we never let them off the lead in the park anyway. That's what dog parks are for. Not parks full of little children and picnics and things. Oh, so I hope you're okay now, Kim. Should have threatened to cough on him. Jonathan, that's a very, very sage question. Why are they filling cards in with pens? What if they couldn't read their writing? But to me, you know, you've got the guy's passport number. So, hello, at least take a copy of it. You can't just trust people to fill in a card. This isn't like buying a lotto ticket. People are just insane. Simon, I'm with you. I'm with you. Oh, and don't forget the drug in the, what was it? The drug in the jug and the pill in the till. Love that programme. I know it wasn't PC, but oh, I loved it. Oh, Pete's got an electrician coming tomorrow. May ask them about the cable. Now you've got an office without boxes that you can get into. Oh, we might have an answer tomorrow. You heard it here. I do wish they would stop putting it. I've got the TV thing prattling away in the corner, just catching my eye. I do wish they would stop putting pictures of people getting the vaccine up. It's bothering me that. I think it's going to have to go. I'm sick of seeing hospitals. I'm sure Pete's sick of seeing hospitals as well. Oh. Kim's questioned who's walking around with a golf club. Well, I'm guessing that they weren't playing golf at that time in the morning. Maybe they were scared, like my dad with his stick. Maybe they felt they needed protection, but then, you know, they shouldn't be doubling back on you twice. Oh, dear, dear me. Good story about Tiger. A lot of pros wore his signature black and red. See, I didn't know black and red was his signature. In his honour, and he was very touched. You wonder if he'll play again. They were saying, as I heard it, if he could, was it walk, I think, without pain, he'd be doing well, which doesn't sound well, does it? Because he already had a back problem, didn't he? But he was an amazing player in his day. And you know, to come back after, was it about 11 years? Who knows? If anyone can, he can. There you go. What do you think of the Madonna, Simon? Ah, Tracy's not been watching the same programmes we have, hey, Simon? Oh, great minds, Kim. That was part of the plan if the guy got close. Start coughing until he left. good night, Jonathan. Three more sleeps till two show Friday. Crying out loud, Jonathan. Is it? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, sorry to burst your bubble, Jonathan, but it's four. Oh, dear. Don't tell him that. Tracy's passport is photocopied so many times, or at least scanned in Spain and France. Why is this a problem in the UK? Because they're stupid, Tracy. Utterly, 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 utterly stupid. I mean, if you're testing them on the way in, but then what's the point if you then let them go? I know they've said everybody should consider themselves infectious until told otherwise. But, you know, this guy's filled this thing in deliberately wrong. How many others has he infected? And I just sat there and, you know, it was that stupid. I just burst out laughing. And I actually said to the TV, because this is what I'm like when I'm on my own. Well, I could swear I was talking to the dog, but she was asleep. And she's far brighter than any of the politicians anyway. She would know the answer. And I just said, and you thought it's a good idea to open up for holidays again? Dimwits. Dimwits. In fact, they're beyond dimwits, aren't they? there you go, Tracy. That's it. It was the programme Allo Allo. And it was all about how the Germans were making off with like precious paintings and other stuff. And the one was The Fall of Madonna with the Big Boobies by Van Klomp. And there was this particular episode, I laughed till I cried with it. It was the funniest ever episode. They'd got The Fall of Madonna with the Big Boobies by Van Klomp in a sausage. And then they had a pill that they had to, that Renee had to give somebody. And it was the pills in the till and the drugs in the jug and The Fall of Madonna with the Big Boobies is in the sausage. It could have been of its time. You'd have to see it really for it to make any sense. But that was a fantastic series. It really was. I know it's not PC now, but, you know, I think everyone of the era who was watching it in the 80s just totally approved of it. It's utterly ridiculous, but so, so funny.
We have a snoring dog over there.
We do. We do. In fact, wasn't Renee Renee's brother? Didn't Renee get shot? I'm pretty sure the Germans thought Renee had got shot, that they shot him. But I don't think he did, I think. And then he said he was his own brother and had to arrange his funeral. Absolutely fabulous. Oh, I really ought to... something, the audible.com version of the scripts. They are fantastic. Love them. I actually bought the box set when it was on offer about a year ago. Haven't actually managed to rip it and get it in a viewable. I mean, we do have a DVD player somewhere, don't we? Oh, God, no, though, we need a TV. The DVD player's in the bedroom, but there's no screen on it, obviously, because the TV broke in the bedroom, because that was Mum and Dad's bedroom. So, no, we don't have a TV in the bedroom. I've got an iMac, but I don't think I can wire up a SCART lead to an iMac. So it's going to have to be ripped and put on it. I should read them, should I? That was the best. There were so many. Like, "you stupid woman" was one catchphrase. And then there was the other one. "Listen carefully. I shall say this only once." She was fantastic. She just kept appearing from behind the curtains. Oh, and what was the other ones? Who was that guy? What was his name? Sam something. He died not long ago. He was one of the Germans. And whenever anybody said "Hi Hitler," he would just go, was it Klomp? I think he just put his hand up and went Klomp. And apparently it means "me also." But I just thought it was funny. I had no idea what it meant at the time. Oh. We understand your typos, Simon. We do. Apparently once in a court case, they asked someone who could speak German. Remember, the public volunteered, so they were asked to ask a person their name, and they said, "What is your name?" Oh, didn't What's It do a sketch like that? I must admit, it was cringeworthy. Catherine, I don't think I ever knew her surname. The one who does the grandmother. In fact, does she do Vicky Pollard as
whatever.
Well? Whatever. Yeah, but she does this other character, a granny. Anyway, she did this like sketch. Could have been for Comic Relief. Catherine Tate, that's the one. And she did this sketch, and he said, "The interpreter hasn't turned up." And she said, "Oh, it's all right, I'll do it." And it was pretty much like that. It was cringeworthy, but funny. Elaine would read them out 250 times and think nothing of it. Yeah, that's true. Oh, Vicky Pollard's Matt Lucas, is it? This shows you how much I know. All I know, who's the one that, this could be Vicky Pollard. Yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, but yeah, that. I have no idea. That's maybe where you heard it from. That was a good one. I think that could have been a Comic Relief sketch. I'm not sure. Because I must have seen a replay of it, because obviously I wouldn't be watching live. No. I'm sick even of the news at the moment. Oh, and I did vent with Mike. Poor Mike had to sit and listen to me. I had this thing from being a child. I think I was 4 and a half at the time, going into hospital to have an operation. And I was, even at 4 and a half, absolutely. In fact, I went in the year before. Was that tonsils the year before, I think. So I would only have been 3 and a half. And I was absolutely horrified at the way the staff treated the patients. You really were a side of beef. There was no dignity whatsoever. I was 3 and a half. So watching the news today, and I'm seeing a picture there of the Duke of Edinburgh. Duke of Edinburgh being in hospital. I think he was it the King Edward? And they're taking him from the King Edward to an ambulance. Now, obviously, the paparazzi are outside trying to get photos. They thought he was going home, but he's not. He's going to St. Bart's with some underlying heart condition. So they're getting him into the ambulance. They had people, I have no idea who these people were, stood there with the biggest umbrellas you've ever seen. I've seen garden umbrellas smaller than these, making sure the paps didn't get a picture of him. And I thought, would that every patient was treated with that amount of dignity? Obviously, you could see absolutely nothing. Now, some of them could have been from the royal household, because one of them had a hat on, looked like a butler's hat. And there he stood with this umbrella. But doesn't every patient deserve that degree of dignity? Oh, my word. Unless things have greatly changed since my day, I can't imagine them transferring an average COVID patient surrounded by umbrellas. No, that's not going to happen, is it? Oh, see you, Pete. Right, let me have a look. Having previously sold for $4,000 in 2007, the original prop portrait from the series sold for $15,000 at East Bristol Auctions in December 2018. Wow. So it really was a classic. I'm sure there were two of them. Because there was one in a sausage and then there was the fake. And they kept swapping them about. So maybe, you know, that's not bad money, is it? I have two or three of those. Good grief. Right, is the audio fine with you, Mike?
The audio?
Yes, because Pete said the audio was cutting out.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, fair enough then, fair enough.
That'll be Pete's Wi-Fi.
Or Pete's mysterious cable. We could find, you know, if the guy unplugs it tomorrow, that the entire national grid goes. You never know. Harry and Meghan have a big interview with Oprah next Sunday.
Notion, however, is not so good.
No, Notion's got... they just sent me a mail. It's amazing how they can send you a mail, isn't it, when they're down? This is on top of the We Owe You an Apology one. Right, hang on. Notion. Notion incident. Issue with logging into the desktop app. Oh, no, they're saying that's resolved. So what's wrong with Notion? Oh, it's been slow all day. I've no idea what's going on. What's Madam up to?
Nothing. How are you?
Mike's on the floor, kissing the dog. Paws. Oh, we're still cleaning our paws, are we? Yeah, well, stop cleaning them, Lola. They're not dirty. Paul's not having issues with audio. That's good. In that case, it's this mysterious cable of Pete's. Mind you, it could be an aerial, you know, if it's running around the house. My dad used to do that, not with anything that was shielded. It was just like a very thin metal wiry thing, and it had to be stretched out as far as possible. So he used to take it round the edge of the garden and by the wall and then up the side of the house. He had it all over the place. This was his amateur radio. That's why we see QCQ with Deb. So it could well prove to be one of those. I wonder what Harry and Meghan will have to say. We've seen one tiny clip, but mainly it's been like questions that Oprah was asking. And I think there was only one reply. And it was Harry saying history was going to repeat itself. And that was it. And Meghan didn't seem to say a word in this promo thing that they've put out. She was just sat there with a hand on a bump. And that was it. Nice dress, though. Pretty. Very pretty. So we shall have to see. Simon, that's a great way of putting it. Two ordinary UK citizens talking to TV royalty. I mean, they're saying in the promo that it's like explosive, but you know, how explosive can it be? I mean, Diana's was explosive. Do you think they can beat Diana's?
What are you doing? Will you stop licking your feet?
Shall we give her a treat?
No, I'll take her outside.
Then she'll come back in and she can lick her feet again.
She's had a treat.
She has, actually, but that's not the point, is it?
Give her another treat.
Well, she could do.
What treat do you want to give her?
Give her another one of those. Because these are a very favourite and Kim's in the house, so that's okay. So it's a red denta stick. Red denta stick. Paw. Come on. Good girl. See, she's managed to move up her bed. This was because Mummy moved her bed. She had to move it half an inch just to make sure. They always say something like that to get you to watch. Yeah. They moved to the US for privacy and sold their souls to Netflix for $30 million. The thing was, when that came out about the Netflix deal, it was the same week that the, what was it called, Cuties row erupted. I don't have Netflix. This will come as a surprise to nobody. But I did see a YouTube video from one of the true crimers that I watch. And she basically did a complete rundown of this film. Didn't seem to be much of a storyline to me. But the clips that were on it were absolutely obscene, considering these children were like 10. One of the true crimers had... For months and months and months, true crimers often get their videos demonetized. So how monetization works on YouTube is, you as a creator, you have to have a certain number of subscribers, which is currently 1,000, and a certain number of watch minutes per year, which currently is 4,000 watch minutes, before you can monetize. Once you're in a position to monetize, you then have an option whether to monetize a particular video or not. So the after hours are not monetized. If they were and you didn't have a premium account on YouTube, it would stop for ads. So there's no monetization on those, but the other videos are monetized. So these true crimers, obviously how they make a living is to monetize the videos. But about 12 to 15 months ago, they got really strict on monetization and they would just randomly demonetize a video. Their rationale is they don't have advertisers, because in a way YouTube is acting as a broker between the content creator and the people wanting to advertise. So on my video, for instance, let's say I'm doing a video on Notion, then the algorithm will do its stuff and think, oh, this is like organizational software. And they'll look through their advertisers list and they might put an advert on the video for Monday.com. That would make sense. But some of the advertisers who are obviously paying YouTube don't want their videos attached to like their adverts attached to a video about the Yorkshire Ripper. So they're struggling to find people who will put a video on a true crime video. Plus the fact if certain words are mentioned, then it is automatically demonetized. So you'll sometimes hear them say, and he was arrested and convicted of Pete, and that's it. You don't get the rest of the word, but you can, with the beginning of like Pete, you know what's coming, paedophilia, and you can lip read. But they're hoping by cutting the audio at that point, because that's a trigger word, it's automatically demonetized, which is a bit silly. You know, you need words in context, not just words, but that's the rule. So they will try and monetize a video, but it doesn't automatically mean that they would monetize a video, if you're with me. So this guy had been trying for ages to get sponsorship of his video. So that's an alternative to monetizing via YouTube. So most of the true crimers get their stuff demonetized. And how they then make money from it, because they're not making any money at all from YouTube, is they will get somebody to sponsor the video, and the sponsor's message will be within the video, burnt into the video. YouTube can't do a thing about it. Which, if you're a premium member's more than a little annoying, because you're paying not to see adverts, but these adverts aren't YouTube adverts. They're actually burnt into the video type of adverts. This guy, for months and months, had been after getting a deal with Netflix. So he gets his deal with Netflix. He gets a 5-video deal. He is delirious. He puts the first video up. People are like, oh, congratulations. You know, you got a partnership with Netflix. That's fantastic. Before he got the second one out, the cuties row erupted. And he was mortified, given that his videos are like very victim centered. He was mortified that Netflix was, he was saying like, you know, go get Netflix, when this cuties thing had come out. So he does this post on YouTube saying that he can't get out of it. It's a 5-video deal. But as soon as that is over, he will never work with them again. And I thought, given how big Netflix are and that Netflix will survive this, that is such a stance to take for a YouTuber who, you know, is desperate for sponsorship. But he refused point blank to work with them again, which I thought was very good. But something like that is just, why? Not needed. So Kim says Hollywood loves child porn. I guess they do, don't they? What was that one that Brooke Shields was in when she was virtually a baby? She was about 12, 13. And again, she was in a couple more after that, where she didn't have many clothes on. She was probably 16, 17 at the time, but even so. So, yeah, it would probably barely cover their security. I wonder how much security they need. I think it was the most unfortunate time for that to break, given the cuties thing. And they didn't say a thing about it, which is bad. You know, they could afford to say, go take a running jump way, way more than this YouTuber could. But he took the moral high ground, and I admire him for that. Paul watches a bunch of PC video game videos and it seems like all you see is anti-vaping ads. I guess the PC games are all vapors. I honestly don't know. I mean, I never see my videos with ads. I don't know what ads they're putting on them. We can't actually opt out of any ads. The ad people can. So if you're paying to put ads up there, you can say you don't want them on X, Y, or Z. But as a creator, you either monetize or you don't. Simple as that. And you can't say, you know, I don't want Netflix advertising on my channel. You just have to not have them at all. I guess that I would suspect with the PC gaming videos, it's who they think is watching it. An age group, which may or may not be great. Oh, Anthony, welcome to my video on Sweeney Todd and the Demon Barber, video sponsored by Harry Shavers. It's funny you should mention that. One of them is sponsored. It could be Harry's. I think it is Harry's. And she was trying to say, I think it was coming up to Valentine's Day, and they're good gifts for men or women because I keep nicking my husband's. Pretty Baby, that was the one. I've never seen it. I do remember Blue Lagoon. I saw that at the cinema. It was the film to watch. I think it was 1980, 81, because it had a 14 certificate here. And my friend and I went to watch it and we were 13, but we got in. So I do remember Blue Lagoon, but I've heard of Pretty Baby, but I don't think I've ever seen it. There was also an Academy Award winner that was about statutory rape in a positive light. You watched the movie and was horrified. No idea what that one was. I've definitely not seen that one. There was an episode of The Bill many, many moons ago. Now, I was only watching this episode of The Bill. Typically, this was me. What are you doing now? I was only watching this episode of The Bill because I had an exam the next day. So it was prevarication. What can I do rather than revise? And this episode of The Bill came on and it was a youngish girl, probably about 14. And she was sleeping with this older guy. But they were in love. And when I say older guy, you know, maybe 25, something like that. And to prove statutory rape, she had to have like a rape case kit thing. And she came out and she said that was more like rape than anything else. And I thought, she's got a point. But it wasn't exactly promoting it. It was just kind of saying, which I don't think it would see the light of day now. Let's put it like that. That definitely would not see the light of day now, but it did back then. And it was just like a different view of it. What on earth is on my glasses? All I can see is a line. And I think it is on the glass. Stroke plastic. Right. Oh, Lola. She's eaten that much. She's now burping. And she sat up. I think she needs to run it off now, Mike.
Come on.
Oh.
Aren't we talking?
Kim can't remember the name. Well, if it was an award winner.
Lola. Good girl.
I've got no recollection of anything like that, but then I wouldn't, would I? I was peed off enough in last night. I was waiting for the Golden Globe results. Convinced that Vanessa Kirby would win and she didn't. So I was peeved. I would very much have liked her to win. Right, let's have a look here. See if I can find it. There is actually. Let me have a look. Is that the one? It wasn't Roman Polanski, was it? He's usually in a lot of trouble. No, wasn't that one, I don't think. Actress walks out as he wins Best Director at the Oscars. That was last year. So I don't think it was that one, was it? No, I've got no idea. Shouldn't there be a list of winners? Would it be Best Film? Let's see if there's just a list. There we go, list of award-winning films. One's called Parasite. Could it be that one? Shall we guess? American Beauty. Oh, no, I didn't watch that. No. Indeed, Simon. Is this because What's-It was in it? The one that was in that programme that I watched, House of Cards. Only I think I only saw the first couple of episodes of House of Cards. Kevin something or other. That must have been a while ago now. Good grief. I remember it. Let's have a look. I think it's been on TV a couple of times and I've never seen it. Somehow I have managed to miss it. 1999. I remember thinking it was a bit weird. Just a bit weird. What is frightening is when you look, 8 films out of these are called American something. Working back. Oh, Titanic. I have actually seen Titanic. Yeah, it's interesting looking back at who won the best film, because I swear I've never seen half of them. Honestly, if we work backwards, and these are like the films, aren't they? Parasite, no, not seen that. Green Book, not seen that. Shape of Water, not seen that. Moonlight, no. Spotlight, did see Spotlight. Loved Spotlight. Birdman, no. 12 Years a Slave, no. Argo, no. The Artist, no. The King's Speech, no, but I've got a copy somewhere to watch. Hurt Locker, no. Slumdog Millionaire, no. No Country for Old Men, no. The Departed, no. Crash, oh, Crash. Now, I saw 10 seconds of that and decided no. Million Dollar Baby, no. Lord of the Rings, no. Chicago, no. A Beautiful Mind, no. Gladiator, no. American Beauty, we're now back to 1999 and I've not seen one yet, no. Shakespeare in Love, no. Titanic, whoa. I have seen Titanic. Don't want to spoil it for anyone, but it sank. The English Patient, no. Braveheart, no. Forrest Gump, no. Schindler's List, no. Unforgiven, no. Silence of the Lambs, yes. We have to go back 30 years. Dances with Wolves, no. Driving Miss Daisy, no. Rain Man, no. Last Emperor, no. Platoon, no. Out of Africa, no. Amadeus, no. Terms of Endearment, no. Gandhi, no. Chariots of Fire. It must be when there's a one in the year, because I've seen that one. So of the last 40 years, I've seen 3. Not big on films, obviously, as you can tell. I think it was a bit, if we're talking about American Beauty with that one, it had that kind of dirty feel to it, just watching the clips. So I must admit, it wasn't something that I fancied. I wasn't, because of that film, I wasn't totally surprised when the news broke about him. 12 Years a Slave's a good one. Okay, I think I've got the audible version of that. So I'll probably listen to it before I would watch the film. Shakespeare in Love. No, not seen that. Lord of the Rings. No, none of them. None of them. My only connection with all things ringified was The Hobbit. Did you play The Hobbit, Simon, back in the day on the Sinclair Spectrum? That was it. So no, I've not seen any of the Lord of the Rings ones. I've not seen any Harry Potters either. And I know there's 8 of those. I'll put them on my bucket list, but I'm going to have to live till I'm about 300 to see them all, which is a good plan, I think. Anyone watch Green Book? That was brilliant. No, I didn't. What's Green Book about? Give me a quick summary of what it's about. This looks like biographical comedy. There you go, it says. It's 2 guys in a car. So it's like Thelma and Louise with blokes, is it? Kim's with me. Most of the best pictures don't care for. I think I've only seen like one episode of MASH. It was on a little bit too late, given my age at the time. So I think I would have liked it. But when they put the repeats on, they don't put them on in the right order. You know, you'd see this. You wouldn't understand the backstory. They'll just put an episode on from series 5 and you won't understand the backstory. If they put the whole thing on, I think I would watch that. Series made cross-dressing fashionable. Black musician needs white driver to help keep him safe in the 40s, 50s, South. Oh, which one was that? Hot Lips. I do remember that there was Hot Lips. Well, there was a guy in that as well. I think he played like the major or the colonel. So it would be somebody higher up. And he was in one of my favourite films. This is like From the Sublime to the Ridiculous. This. One of my favourite films. Let me get the Internet Movie Database up with this. I saw this at the cinema and I loved it then. And I think it's probably just good memories that would make me watch it whenever it comes on. But it's just a fabulous film. The Cat from Outer Space. It's such a comedy. And that guy was in it and I thought he was brilliant. Harry Morgan, he played in this General Stilton. So he played a general in it. Whenever I've seen him, he always seems to play a military guy. But I just thought he was fantastic. And it was many years after that I actually realised he was the guy from MASH. Because, you know, I was only about 10 at the time. I did not know. But later I saw him in MASH and I thought, oh, he was in The Cat from Outer Space, which is one of my favourite films. It's ridiculously... It's a comedy, what can I say? But it's funny. It's funny because they did get, I think all of the main characters in it had all done comedy. So although it was a film and they were actors, I think they were all comic actors. And for that, you need great timing. And how on earth they trained the cat, I don't know. Yep, cats and spaceships. What more could you want in a film? Never mind all this deep, meaningful drama. No, what you need is a cat from outer space. It was good, I'm telling you. Kath's never seen it. So on a Saturday night, we're having a real laugh. She said, I've never seen it. And I thought it would be available, you know, like on Prime or something. No. Typical. No. So I thought, somebody will put bits on YouTube. No, not the whole film. There's bits missing. So I need to get to Amazon, I do. And see, can I actually buy a DVD of it at the moment? There's an idea. Let's see if I can do that. Right. Because last time I looked, they didn't have any for sale. The Cat from Outer Space. There it is. Nope, still don't look like it's available. I think you can watch it. But there isn't like a DVD that I can buy. Oh, I'd have it on permanent replay. Absolutely fabulous. You can rent it for $3.99 HD. What purchase options have we got? Doesn't look like there is a DVD version. I've been swindled. Totally swindled. I would definitely buy a DVD of that. Region 2, let's see. Region 2, there's a Region 2. Currently unavailable. Darn it. Definitely need that. Oh, the guy in The Cat from Outer Space was the guy in Mr. Ed, was he? No idea. DVDs. Renee, hate to break it, Tulane DVDs aren't fashion anymore. No, but it's a perfect backup. I just buy a DVD, shove it in the cupboard and then watch the ripped version. That's just me. I have a copy of Hidden Figures, haven't seen it yet. I believe it's amazing. Isn't that the one about the black mathematicians who actually got America ahead in the space race? It looked amazing, so I do want to watch that. You need to see The Cat from Outer Space. It's a really tongue-in-cheek, it's a kid's film, but you know, sometimes in these COVID-ridden days, you just need to go back to your childhood and think that there could possibly be a planet out there that's run by cats. Because, you know, it couldn't be much worse, could it? And maybe the cat could take you back there. He had a collar that lit up and he talked. It's brilliant. Oh, Wilbur. I don't know the name. I think I saw maybe two or three episodes of Mr. Ed. Was there a remake of Mr. Ed? Possibly around the late 70s? Because that's when I think I saw a couple. You would love a rerun of Cat Weasel. Oh, my mum loathed that programme and I loved it. Oh, didn't that have one of the Doctor Who's in it? Who was in that? I can see his face, can't remember his name. Or maybe it wasn't, was it? Wasn't it? Wasn't he in something else as well? Oh, that's going to bug me now. Jeffrey Beldon. Jeffrey Beldon. I'm with you, Kim. I'm with you. Somebody mentioned the Jim Crow laws the other day, and I had no idea what that was. It was a story I was reading. I have no idea where now. But it was about some boys. There were four boys who were at university somewhere. And they went to the campus, like, was it tea shop, restaurant, whatever you would like to call it, diner. And it was segregated. And they just sat there. So these four black boys sat there and they wouldn't serve them. All day they sat there and they were getting abuse. People were throwing things at them. And then this older lady went up to one of them and he thought, oh, here we go. And she said, I'm proud of you. Don't give up. So the next day, a load more people turned up with them. And I think it only took about 5 days before they decided whatever this university was, they were going to desegregate it. And then everybody could buy drinks wherever you wanted. And I'm looking at the, I mean, that's horrific at any point. But it was the date. It was like the mid-60s. And I'm thinking, you'd swear to God it was the 1700s. It was the mid-60s. And it mentioned those laws, and I had no idea, not even heard of that. I mean, I didn't do British history, much less American history, which is a damning indictment of British education, nothing else. Yes, Jeffrey Beldon was Cat Weasel. Who else was in that? Anybody I would know? Peter Butterworth, good grief, yeah, Peter Butterworth, remember him? He was in a lot of comedies back then. When was it made? 1970 to 71. So I'd have been three. So I don't have a great recollection of the first time round. I must have watched it maybe when I was about 6 or 7. But that would be a good one. You'd have to get just the right actor though, wouldn't you? Because he had such a defining look. One of the guys is still living who sat at the Woolworths counter. Wow. Mind you, like I say, you know, it's not, you think of it as being like the 20s. At the latest, but it actually wasn't. Yeah, John Pertwee was Wurzel and he was good at that, wasn't he? Remember that. So unfathomable from a British point of view. I agree, Tracy, just segregation I don't understand. I mean, I remember going to school. With it being a Catholic school, we had a lot of people who had come from other countries, but they'd be Catholic countries. So I had a friend from Grenada. I had another friend from Spain, you know, and like, Spanish was her first language. How on earth she coped, age 6, all of a sudden you've got to speak English now. Amazing. But it was such an eclectic mix, and yet it worked. It worked and it was lovely. So I can't imagine thinking you can't talk to that person because of the colour of their skin. Just doesn't compute at all. Not saying who was all like that. DVDs. Ooh, Simon bought a DVD player the other day. Which one did you go for, Simon? This to put on your TV? Like I say, I do actually have a DVD player, which was my mum's, and a DVD recorder, which I haven't used in years. That one was a Panasonic. And I went for the Panasonic. I'm not a great fan of Panasonic. But I went for a Panasonic because it could use re-recordable discs. So early to mid-2000s, I was putting stuff on DVD. Now, basically, I don't bother. I either watch it with the iPlayer or the ITV. Now I've got the ITV working. Sacrificed a chicken and got it working. Oh, talking of TV, Kim, the Dropbox folder. Check it out. Toys. Oh, Tracy lived in South Africa. Time of apartheid, but even then he found it weird. I didn't go to school till I was 5, so I didn't have any kind of kindergarten experience or anything like that. I don't think there was any black families in our street. So the first time I saw somebody, like in the flesh, who was black, was at school. And there was just, yeah, and... There was no kind of, you don't look like me and therefore I'm not talking to you. Just nothing like that. It wasn't a thing at all. Not at all. Although I do remember in the mid-70s, Love Thy Neighbour. That wouldn't get put on now, would it, guys? Simon will doubtless remember that one. It was so funny, though. I mean, be honest. Because the thing was, it was a black couple moved in next to a white couple. And the guy was like working class. So the women got on fine. But the white guy was working class and kept calling him names that you would not repeat these days. But the thing was, the black guy gave as good as he got. And really, they were great mates. You know, it was just, but no way, that's not going to get a remake. No way. Oh, you lived in Zambia. Right, I'm with you. Gosh, you've lived all over, Tracy. No wonder you are fabulous at languages. £20 or something. That's the best way to go. I think this Panasonic we got, Mum, was probably about £30. That was quite a while ago. But, you know, she didn't need bells and whistles. She just needed something that worked. That was before I persuaded her an Apple TV was the way to go. She was having none of it. Apple TV, not the way to go as far as she was concerned. Far too complicated was what she was saying. And I'm thinking, you know, I got her this tiny little, basically an Apple TV, only instead of having storage in it, you pushed a card in the front and it had an interface that you could access. It was very raw. You could access the raw files from this interface, but it didn't like reading all the meta and give you pretty pictures and stuff. And I was saying to her, oh, no, Mum, honestly, this would be easier. And she's like, no way, no way, no way. And then she tried this box and she was like, this is great because I can choose what I want to watch. So then she said, could you put NCIS on the Apple TV? I said, yeah. And by this stage, there was about 11 series. So I said, yeah, all 11 series. And she said, and how many could I access? You know, because what she wanted to do was like watch her favourite episodes. So I said, well, I can put all 11 series on and you can choose which one you watch. You can watch any one you like. And she had in this binder next to her chair, I'd printed out the episode guides. So it had the number and the date it was on, the series, and then a little bit of a write-up. So she could go through this index and pick which one she wanted to watch. Well, when she realised there was like 11 series, that'd be nearly 280, maybe more, about 280, 290 shows. She was sold. Let's get an Apple TV, she said. And she loved it. Absolutely loved it. So Vivian Thomas was a lab assistant to the surgeon Alfred Blaylock, and he helped develop the original Blue Baby operation along with Helen Tassig. But because Vivian was black, his role in the development, hang on, was only made public recently. He wasn't even allowed to use the main entrance at the hospital. Oh, that's just so bad. So bad. Oh, dear me. There are no words for stuff like that. Simon was going to join the RAF after finishing school. Finishing school? Simon? What, in Switzerland? You were put off after a few visits with the cadets to the airbase, seeing all the homophobia and racism. Not that you're gay or coloured. I think it just makes you icky anyway, even if you're not. It's like, do I want to be with people who could be that bigoted to somebody else? Oh... It said a lot about the institutional bullying of anyone who was different. Exactly. I mean, crying out loud. And in the 90s, I can only imagine in the 90s how bad it is, because it's probably still rife there now. After finishing school in the 90s, you didn't mean you went to finishing school. Yeah, you've got to put the commas in there. I read that as after you'd been to finishing school.
I read that like that. But then I thought, this is Simon we're talking about.
No, I had visions of him walking round with books on his head, saying, more cigars, Claude. Oh, crying out loud. Why did I read that like that? I clearly think of Simon as being one of the elite. Did you join the Bullingdon while you were at it, Simon? Mind you, if Boris is an advert for finishing school and the Bullingdon Club, don't bother. Don't bother. Oh, I'm loving that. Simon's Finishing School. There we go. Title for the show. Oh, I am very naughty. There we go. It's on my board now. So there's a title. Excellent. We must tell Jonathan that one. Young Jonathan. And Kim says, I was in the Navy during that time frame. No problems with people of colour. And half the staff were black. Oh, well, clearly you moved on faster. That's got to be a kind of all boys together thing here in the UK, though. Did you meet Joanna Lumley or Doreen Shrimpton? Oh, what classes did you do, Simon? Tell us, we need to know more. We are very, very, very bad. So what have we all got planned for the week anyway? I've been sorting emails out. There's a lot of them. I'd much rather be watching The Cat from Outer Space. I need The Cat from Outer Space. There's no two ways about it. I need it. Here's a question for you, because I've never done this. Right. I've gone to the page on Amazon for The Cat from Outer Space. We're still talking about that. Well, I am. You might not be. You may have moved on. I am. Right. It says Prime Video. So you click on Prime Video and it takes you through and it says you can rent it for £3.49. Or you can watch it, you can buy it for £9.99. What does buying it mean? Where is it? Is there a download or do you have to watch it through some kind of Amazon player? Because I've never done it. I've only ever watched the stuff that is on the Prime stuff. Never done that. I would love to download it and watch it on my own devices. I wouldn't want to have to watch it, you know, through Amazon. Because it might vanish like all of the Microsoft stuff does. I think the only answer for me is eBay to find a copy of the DVD. Let's see if I can do that. All this for The Cat from Outer Space. Oh, it's got to be done though, hasn't it? Right, The Cat from Outer Space. Do we have a DVD? Oh, we do. We have a rare Chinese version. Oh, there's a million different versions here that I can amuse myself with. You can even get an original quad Disney movie poster for only £84. And there's a movie poster magnet. Good grief, there's a load of rubbish on here, isn't there? And most of it's very expensive. I was just thinking, you know, a new copy of the video. That's all we need. That's it. That's all we need. There is one, not cheap. Not cheap. Tempted, though. I mean, oh, this isn't good. It actually says The Cat from Outer Space, 1978, Roddy McDowall, which is right. No, I can't possibly. No, because this is either Italian or Spanish, and I can't tell. Il Gatto. Is that Spanish or Italian? Venuto dallo Spazio. I'm thinking it's Italian, but it could be Spanish. I have no idea. I should send the link to Tracy. Tracy will sort me out. But whatever it is, I'm thinking, it says it's a region too. Why is the poster in some foreign language? I am a typical Brit with foreign languages. It's Italian. I thought it might be. Gatto. Il gatto. Where have I heard that before in relation to a cat? Spazio makes sense. I'm not sure about Venuto Dallo. But you know, I've done enough today, haven't I? Because I've done my Dutch today. I was rather impressed by my Dutch, if I say so myself. I wonder if it's got English subtitles or something. I'm going to have to read up on that, aren't I? Shrink wrap, brand new, Europe, Japan, Middle East. Yeah, but what soundtrack's on it? That would help. It doesn't say. That's not impressive if you're trying to... Oh, hang on, plays in English. European Italian import plays in English. From somebody in Herefordshire. Might have to seriously look at that. I must stop reading the chat from the bottom up because I've just read Simon saying she's gone all political and wrinkly and I'm thinking, who has? And now I've gone up. Hopelessly in love with Joanna Lumley. Do you know the programme she was in that I adored at the time? And has an NCIS connection. Sapphire and Steel. Oh, yeah. 1979 Sapphire and Steel. It was fantastic. It was a bit like was it time travel or space travel? But basically they had names, you know, Sapphire, Steel, like elements. And they were basically like space bound, not police, but you know, Cowboys. It was fantastic. I loved it. I guess it had crossover maybe with Doctor Who kind of stuff. Joanna Lumley was in that. I would love to find Sapphire and Steel as well. I have really happy memories of that. That was the year we moved in here, but it was on in the summer, and I think it was on twice a week. It could have been at 7 o'clock before Coronation Street. And I said, oh, I must watch this. I'm going to love this. And the NCIS connection was Joanna Lumley was the lady lead, and the gentleman lead was the one who plays Ducky Mallard. And he was fantastic. Loved him in that. Absolutely loved him. I wonder if he can get that these days. Probably not. Although I do think it was released a while back. Oh, good grief. On VHS tape. I don't think this was the full series. Let's have a look at it. Where did that just go? Why are you opening down there? There we go. No, Adventure 6. David McCallum and Joanna Lumley as Sapphire and Steel in Adventure 6. And the pair of them look rather good on the front of the box. But it's a VHS one, so no, it need to be a DVD. Oh, Simon's. Time rectifies. That's a good way of putting it, Tracy. It was like Cops and Robbers, but in space. And the two of them were just brilliant. They were perfect for the role. Mother wouldn't let you watch it. Call it Codswallop. It was brilliant. I mean, obviously, if I watched it today, I might think it was a smidgen dated, like a lot. But I think I would still enjoy it because it would take me back to that time. So I'd be watching it through the eyes of a 12-year-old and love it. I don't think it wasn't the kind of thing my mum would have watched, but she wouldn't have stopped me watching it. She would have sort of sat there on the sideline shaking her head sadly. But I think she had quite a thing for David McCallum at the time. So, but that would have probably worked out quite well for us. Now software, spending money. Ooh, Simon started using Mailplane after hearing me hype it. Quite enjoying it. May pay up after the trial ends. Ooh, Sapphire and Steel's on YouTube. In that case, that's me on YouTube. Tell you what I did find on YouTube that is... It's worth watching one episode just for a laugh. It's that bad. There was a series, I would have guessed myself, early 90s. But I think it might have even have been before that. And it was called Indelible Evidence. It was probably the first of the true crime genre. Ludovic Kennedy presented it, who used to do Question Time, didn't he? Or was that the other fella? That was the other fella. Ludovic Kennedy did a lot of work on the Rillington Place murders. So he did a tiny intro at the beginning and he looked like he was sat in his front room. And the kind of unique selling point of this series was it was all about the scientific side of murder investigations. But because it was set... All of the cases, I think, were pre-1987, so it wasn't DNA. It was other kind of forensics. And the USP was the people in the kind of reconstruction were the scientists and the criminals and the victims were played by actors. But the scientists were the scientists. It is wooden as anything. They're great stories. And to see these scientists back in the day working with like two twigs to make a fire, what they achieved was amazing. But you look at it now and you think, good grief, you know, it's amazing what CSI did, isn't it, for scientists. Made it sexy, because this, not sexy. But it's good to see the series. Oh, right, I'm going to watch it. Should we have a watch party, Tracy? Go watch Sapphire and Steel. Oh, got to be done. Love that one. But I've got to find the cat from outer space. I have definitely got to find the cat from outer space on DVD. Might have to end up biting the bullet with the Italian import. I'll ponder that. See if I can find a British one. But there are none on Amazon, which is where I would prefer to go. At least there's no postage on that. It's outrageous, but you know, got to be done, I think, to watch The Cat from Outer Space. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, I think we should all watch as a family, because I'm sure Lola here would love to watch a cat. wouldn't you?
Do you want to watch Cat?
I want to watch the cat. I'm going on my mat now, Daddy.
Oh, the cat sat on the mat.
What's she like? Oh, that's fantastic. Renee, thank you very much. I'm going to watch some of that. Well, I'm sorting out emails all week and getting ready for After Hours and Mad March. Mad March is proving to be a little bit of a challenge, isn't it, Mike? Because things are disappearing off the calendar and now Notion's taking one on itself. Add to that the fact the radio station, Channel 1 not working, Channel 2, fine.
It's got a bad gateway.
Has it got a bad gateway? It will have a bad gateway when I've dealt with it, which is what I'm going to do now. So hopefully you will all be able to join us tomorrow. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.